flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're not going to waste any time because I don't know how much time he has left. Our friend, our dear friend, Eric.
Like he's about to go away.
Doug, he tweeted out last night that he's been sick for a week and he's unsure if he should go to the doc. Nate, are you
go
there?
Go to the damn doctor.
Are you healthy?
Sure.
What's
are you
going
not
on?
Stupid, are you?
Good morning, guys. What an intro.
I mean, you've been sick for a week. Take your ass to the doctor.
Well, I'm not soft like you, B-Mitch. My body is.
Hey, you
is
can call. To, hey, we know you're soft. You step off a curb and broke your damn ankle. So let's stop.
That was over a year ago. I'm fine now, but no, I have a little illness. I'm recovering. I've been sick for about a week, but I think I'm over the hump now. Everything's fine. How are you guys?
Mm-mm. All right, so you do feel better.
No, but we're fine. We're fine.
Don't you actually have a fever?
Yeah. I've had
young
a
people.
Fever.
I tell you, boy, y'all some dumb people, boy.
He's not even young. He's like 32.
He's young.
Well, you're older than that, aren't you?
I'm 36.
Yeah.
I've had a fever since Thursday night. Chills, cough, stuffy nose, that
should
whole shebang.
Been to the doctor.
But look, what
you might
the
got the vid,
do?
Dude.
The doctor's going to tell me to drink some water and rub some dirt on it, and that's what I'm doing. So it's okay.
Possible the doc would give you some meds, man. That's all I'm saying. I went to the doctor last week because I got sick. They identified I had bronchitis. They gave me a Z-Pak. Z-Pak might be the best drug in America. Z-Pak gets you right, bro. So I recommend going to the doctor. I'm pro-doctor now. I've been anti-doctor most of my life.
No joke. I'm actually going after this. I'm going to go.
Okay. Good. I'm glad to hear that. We're down in New Orleans at the Super Bowl. News of the week from a football perspective, the headliner, Myles Garrett, wants out. Like Cooper Kupp might be on the move. I'm not that interested in Cooper Kupp unless it's kind of like a veteran, I just want to play with Jaden thing. But the Myles Garrett thing has me paying attention. What about you, Nate Dogg?
I'm with you on both. I think Cooper Kupp is getting kind of dragged a little bit. He is very productive when he's on the field. Unfortunately, he hasn't had a full season since 2021. But when he does play, he's very good. He played 9 games in 2022, 12 games in 2023 and 2024. But, you know, he's still got 100 targets this season, 67 catches in those 12 games. I would take a flyer on him. I don't think he's done by any means. I don't think he's washed. But, you know, he's struggled a lot to stay on the field. Myles Garrett, obviously one of the best players in football. You have to give Myles Garrett credit for not demanding a trade until now. You know, that he's given everything to Cleveland, and Cleveland has given him nothing back. And when you're Myles Garrett and you're that good at football, enough is enough at some point. He has earned the right to demand a trade. Cleveland is an embarrassing, pathetic franchise that has failed one of the best defensive players or just all-around football players we'll ever see. And I don't know if people, you know, casual people even realize that if he wasn't on Cleveland, this guy's J.J. Watt. You know, this guy is generationally amazing at football, and he's just been drowning up in Cleveland. I would give a lot for him. I don't know how much of the future I would give for him. He's coming into his 30-year-old season. He's still extremely productive. He's going to get a lot for the Browns if they do trade him. I would have to think about how much I want to give. But, yeah, I feel like Myles Garrett should demand a trade 5 years.
I think it's not even a comparison with those two guys. Myles is always out there.
Yeah.
Cooper
he hasn't
when
missed
he plays
a game since his rookie year.
So I just feel when the guy's always out there, you go and give that a chance. When the other guy, when you have to start our sentence off when he's out there. Once he hit 30 years old, 32, you're done with him.
Well,
I didn't mean to compare the two. They're just guys available.
For me, specific to Garrett, people are like, oh, it starts with a one and something else. A one and a three, a one and a four and a five.
Hell yeah.
I'd do it yesterday. Yesterday. Dude, for starters, you're picking 29th this year. So send it. Send it, Jerome. And, I would do two ones. 29 this year, and then what you hope is in the 20s next year for Myles Garrett? Dude, to me, it's easy. And then you got to pay him. And you got to pay him what he's worth, and that's probably $35 million a year. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I would do that too. And Adam Peters, the track record for Peters when he was in San Fran. Now he wasn't running the show, but he was third in line in an organization that made aggressive moves. They traded for Trent. They traded for McCaffrey. In the brief time he's been here, they traded for Marshawn Lattimore. Like, this is a dude that identifies blue chip talent and goes to get it. Mm-hmm. Not only would I have no beef with it, I would fully support it.
Now, on the other hand, I could argue against that, saying that generally these guys who pile up huge sack numbers in the regular season don't often lead their team to a Super Bowl. Guys like the Lott stand out immediately where we took Chase Young super high, Montez Sweat, these guys like that we've seen at home.
I think Von Miller's the reason the Rams won that Super Bowl. They traded for him.
When he was in Denver.
Yeah.
He took him to the Super Bowl.
Dude, totally.
It wasn't Peyton. Peyton was all over the shell.
But we can go down the list. A guy like DeMarcus Ware, a guy like Jason Taylor. You know, like
But look at the whole team, though, Nate.
Yeah.
You got to look at the whole team. Sure. If the rest of the team is garbage, you can get sacked. But if your team can't score, you're not going to go to the Super Bowl.
When Heinicke and Howell and Fitz were the quarterback, no. Trading for Garrett does not make that sense. But – now it does, because you've got a quarterback. They were just in the NFC title game, and then you add an elite pass rusher. That I hear what you're saying, to be devil's advocate. I don't think it applies here.
Sure. Yeah, I see it both ways. I would take a Myles Garrett on my team any day. But then the question goes, all right, you have to pay one guy. Who do you want to pay, Myles Garrett or Tee Higgins?
Garrett.
10 times over. 100%.
Okay. I think it's more of an argument than you guys do, because it's an offensive league and because Jaden is still on the rookie contract, and because of my previous argument that edge rushers don't bring you Super Bowls. I am in love with guys.
Dude, Garrett is more comparable to Jamar Chase than he is Higgins.
We scored 20-some points. We've scored enough points to win more games and be still moving this year, but we couldn't stop nobody. So I don't think that works in this situation.
And the offense ranked, fifth and seventh in points and yards with De'Ami Brown as your number two by January? Like, you would love to add more dynamic pieces to the offense, but Myles Garrett is comparable to Justin Jefferson. Like, it's not a T. Higgins comp.
That's very fair. That's very fair. I thought there was going to be more of a back and forth with that. I was just trying to bring up a pick one guy.
Nah, we did a whole week on don't pay for T. Higgins. You must have been sick.
I know.
Yeah.
We have, so because we're here in Radio Row, there's somebody we want to sneak in. I want you to give me a Caps update because they're kicking ass.
Who are you kicking me off for?
A friend of ours. Don't worry about it.
Well, I want to see if they're worthy of it.
And you're sick.
Nate Dogg, I love you. You don't get to decide.
Oh, no kidding, JP. Way to go with it. Nothing gets
by this guy. It's our
friend
Maloney. I'm curious how much legal betting will go on this week.
Wow, how exciting. The Caps are good. They're still good. Nothing has changed. We're going to get some time off. Zero guys are playing the Four Nations tournament. That will take up the middle of February. Then they'll come back. Ovi's, 18 away
from Gretzky. What is this middle of February thing? The Hockey World Cup or something?
More or less, yeah. It's called, the Four Nations Tournament. It's United States, Canada, Sweden, and what big country am I missing?
It's only four countries?
Canada, Finland, Sweden, USA. It's from February 12th to 20th. It's in Montreal and Boston. And the Caps have zero guys representing any country, so they will all be in Cancun. enjoying some time off.
That is awesome. They just get random 2 weeks off to chill.
To chill.
Yo, CK, we need a four-country radio tournament that B and I aren't part of, and we get 2 weeks off to chill.
Yeah.
KP, you don't need that.
Behind the work.
We know that.
I haven't had a vacation, Nate. I'm about to, though. Watch me. All right, dude, we're going to run.
All right, Nate. Get well, bro.
Thank you, guys.
Go to the doctor, buddy.
All right, bro.
All right, that's our boy, Barstool Nate. Give him a follow at Barstool Nate, X, Instagram, whatever it is. We love you, Nate Dogg. Get healthy. Joining us now, I tried to guess what this was earlier, so I don't know if I got it right. Our friend Joe Maloney's down here working on behalf, I think, of the American Gaming Association.
Correct.
Is that right? Yeah. Wow, yeah. I got it right, B.
About time.
Maloney's a dear friend, worked for the Commanders down here, spreading the gospel of legal betting. Which is clearly the most important aspect of this thing. I want to play a little game. Are you cool with that? Joe seems very nervous.
Just want to make sure.
He's like, with you, I don't know.
This is nothing to be nervous about. B and I are both going to guess what the legal handle of what the legal dollar amount of sports betting expected this weekend is. I imagine you know that figure, right? Roughly?
We have a legal wager estimate.
Okay,
On legal bets.
Legal bets, yes. Okay. B and I are both going to guess what it is. Price is Right style, can't go over, and then you tell us the real number.
Okay, what does the winner get? Maybe a Starbucks gift card, you know?
Sure.
How about that?
I mean,
hey, we didn't expect to get anything.
Yeah, we didn't think
since
we got
you're adding something to it. We'll take it.
That's where I saw B this morning outside Starbucks.
Okay.
I'm pulling for B.
All right, I'm sure you are. All right, now this, how many states we got legal now? 36?
39 states in the District of Columbia.
Okay. So 39
what
states
was it last
in
year
D.C.
Again?
So last year,
oh,
you want
to
know what the
ask
number is?
That, dude.
You can't.
All right, fine.
You thought it was going to drop.
What was last year's estimated total?
Last year's estimated legal wager total was $1.25
billion. Damn!
All right, so this year I'm going to go with...
Can't go over.
1.8.
That's a big jump. How many more states?
You said 1.25?
It was 1.25. Estimated 1.25.
I'm going to go 1.5.
Okay. How many more states are there this year than there were last year?
That's not fair to...
Hold on. He gets to ask a question.
Well,
I can
change my answer then.
That's fine. You get to change if you want.
The biggest market to come online since last year was North Carolina, and then the only other market, which is very small, was Vermont. So two markets came online since
those
last
hippies
year,
aren't
so
betting in
I'm
going to
leave it at 1.55.
The Carolina, they're betting. Up in Vermont, they're, like, making their own
bagels.
That's
people that really beat. They bet. They just don't let you know.
You're at 1.5. That's a big increase, dude. I will go... 1.38.
You just won yourself a latte. The legal wager estimate is 1.39.
Damn!
Wow,
that was pretty good. I had no idea either.
When he says that, when he keeps saying stuff like that, I think he knew.
B, you think I did research? I walked in at 8:59.
JP, you don't do research. You just you gamble, so you people tell you stuff.
We're gonna do the forensics on if you got the announcement at 7 a.m.
Yeah, I did not. Okay. I would like to think I'm on your email list, but clearly I'm not.
Well, you know, you've been in the penalty box a couple times based on some of your musings on X.
Oh my gosh, they send me the emails. I've told you this 100 times.
You always say good content rules. And. We're working. We're
I
working
didn't know I
it.
Was in the penalty box. I thought I was out of the penalty box.
You were. I said you were once in the penalty
box. Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah,
I think I'm out now.
You're out.
I try to be good to all of our legal gambling partners. So $1.39 billion.
Yeah.
What would that be if you get California and Texas?
Oh, my goodness.
It'd be out the roof.
It would be dramatically bigger. I mean, we're talking about some of the larger states. You know, New York and New Jersey, upwards of 200 million in legal wagers just in those states. So, I think
just for Super Bowl,
just for the Super Bowl.
What are these?
So you would have to think that California and Texas would be north of 150 to 200 million just for the game.
What's their excuse? Like California, Texas. Are they trying to make themselves this holier than thou?
It is.
Because they do a lot of crazy stuff already in both of those states.
They're both super complicated states. Texas doesn't have any gambling whatsoever.
Well, California what's funny is they're opposite casinos. Ends of the political spectrum generally, right?
100%. Yeah, and really what it comes down to, particularly with regulated gaming, it comes down to just like how many stakeholders do you have? and what are those stakeholder conversations and dialogues that need to take place. And so in a state like California, where there are, I think, over 80 tribal casinos, legal regulated gaming happens on tribal lands and with tribes. So in the instance of how do you platform online sports wagering, the tribes are going to play a very, very important role, because gaming customers and consumers in the legal market, like, that's what they're used to in that state. That's how that will happen. Texas, it's just a different conversation about just generally social conservatives being opposed to gambling. And again, that'll be a process that will move forward as it fits that jurisdiction. Some states go faster than others. And, you know, our job is to just make sure they have all the information to do it the right way.
I got a theory.
Yeah, it gets game, but then it gets all the other bad stuff
you can buy a gun at the drugstore. I got a theory that might put me back in the penalty box on California specifically. I think there are – what do you always like to say? Those big, shiny buildings in the desert don't get built for free?
Oh, no. Hell no.
If you are invested in the greater Las Vegas area and Los Angeles and San Diego and all of that, millions and millions of people are, I don't know, a 2-3 hour drive away, and they're used to going to Vegas – I have a feeling Las Vegas somehow, perhaps they fund political mechanisms. I don't know how all that works, but I got a feeling Vegas cares very, very greatly about legal gambling in California. I'm not asking for comment.
They could, but yeah. I think people still going to go. Vegas is a destination. If I want to go really to casinos, I'm going to Vegas. Even now, I'm not going to right up the street.
Right.
I can do that on a regular basis, but when I'm going with my boys for like a let's get away, we're not going to cross.
Well, and I think Vegas recognizes that it's a lot more competitive now across all the states. And so, and look, like, there are absolutely amazing casinos in California, in the Inland Empire, in that area between LA and Vegas. I mean, look, leaning into sports, going after these sports franchises for Las Vegas. I mean, building new arenas, building new attractions like the Sphere. Like, Vegas is doing pretty well. F1, right? And so, like, they're attracting. There's all kinds of more reasons to go to Vegas now. And so that's their big piece.
Dude,
that's
for me, when I go to Vegas, I don't even really get. When we were there last year for the Super Bowl, I went out one night playing blackjack with Bees.
But you're working most of the time, too, so it's kind of hard.
Yeah, but
if you don't have the work and you go there, you're gambling.
But, like, we went for my wife's birthday a couple years ago, and I bet of 3 nights there, I bet I sat down and played blackjack for, like, 2 hours. You know, like, Vegas, I go to not – if I have $500 in my pocket and I want to go play some cards, I'd rather go to National Harbor and just, like have it as
you
a functionality.
My wife's birthday. When you go with your wife, she runs.
That's true.
You don't run things, so that's why you only gamble one night.
Anything folks need to know for this weekend?
Hey, bet responsibly, bet legally. You know, it's just important right now, given the conversation, just as how much this has expanded and scaled. And, you know, above all, it's fun. Keep it fun. Understand what you're betting on.
Yeah.
And just do it legally and do it responsibly. They can go to haveagameplan.org to learn more, to learn about what are the approved and legal operators in your state. D.C., Maryland, and Virginia will be a robust betting market. Obviously, it would be a lot more had the Commanders been in the Super Bowl, of course.
Yes. Oh, man.
But that's the big message this weekend.
Question for you, and I don't know how this can be done, but in the world we live in, everything gets done. Super Bowl squares, I feel like, are one of the most popular ways for, like, Super Bowl parties, and your aunt can buy a square. You know what I mean? Like, there's zero baseline of sports understanding. How can you do the websites offer those? Like, is there a way there?
Yeah. So actually, it's funny. I pulled up one legal app today here in Louisiana, and there was a squares game you could play. You're still betting against the house, I imagine, as opposed to just friendly wagers across with friends.
Gotcha.
But, you know, last year we actually did a public survey of how much Americans plan to bet, and it could include wagers such as Super Bowl squares. And that estimate was $23 billion, encompassing all forms of bets.
Yeah.
So there's actually a ton of fun action. And, like, again, we call those casual friendly wagers.
Yeah.
That, like, technically are they illegal? Of course, but no one's going to come after you for going to a party and betting on Super Bowl squares.
Right. It's a dollar square or something.
Yeah, you guys have all been where, you know, that can change dramatically. So,
sure.
Yeah. But, yes, there are some platforms that have squares.
Boy.
Last question. Did you go to Sawgrass with Brett Sullivan?
May have been on the ground in Sawgrass.
Was my guy Giblin your caddy? I know he was with Sully.
I did not have Giblin, but pretty epic 2 days down there.
What'd you do on 17?
I played it in one over. I did first day on the bridge, then landed on the bridge and rolled in.
In?
Yeah, so I was able to drop up by the green. chipping a putt in for my bogey, and then
you
know the bridge that they walk
on?
Mine landed on the bridge and then rolled down the bridge, but I was able to drop from up there
instead of the drop area.
And then the second day I got a par.
So. Okay, good for you, man.
Yeah.
Thank you for stopping by.
Thank you, guys. You want people
to check a website or anything?
Haveagameplan.org.
Haveagameplan.org. When we come back, I want to have a Miles Garrett discussion. Thank you to Joe Maloney.
I appreciate you, brother.
Fresh from Sawgrass. Nobody go anywhere.